Blog Talk Radio.
Today I'm gonna try to change the world. I'm gonna take it one day at a time. I made my resolution. I've opened up my eyes. Today I'm gonna try to change the world. I'm gonna say hello to my neighbor. Gonna greet him with a smile and shake the hand of a stranger. Sit and talk to him for a while. Gonna tell someone I love them from the bottom of my heart. Today I'm gonna try to change the world. Yeah, today I'm gonna try and change the world. Gonna take it one day at a time. Open up my eyes. Today I'm gonna try and change the world. I'm gonna make sure my children know right from wrong. Never turn my back on those who need someone. Always gonna try to see myself. I'm gonna try to change the world. Yeah.
Good morning, good afternoon. This is listening to Spiritual Talk Radio. My name is Michael, and I'll be your host today. Hopefully your day went well. So let's go ahead and go into the show, and let's open with prayer. Holy Mother God, we just thank you for this day. We thank you for everything that you've given us, and seen and unseen, and just continue to lead and guide us and direct us in the right way that you would have us to go. Oh my God, I just thank you for my listeners right now. I just thank you for them, and I appreciate you so much. We say namaste, and we say amen. Go ahead and take some calls. 551, you're on air. Hello.
Hello. Hi.
Hi. How can I help you?
Hi. Wanted to ask about relationships.
Okay.
Wanted to know. Yeah. Do you see a new relationship coming for me?
A new relationship? Yeah, it would be around December.
December this year?
Of this year, yes.
Why so? Is it in...
Go ahead.
Is it any reason why so late?
No, I don't think so. No. I will tell you it's a new person. It's not somebody you know.
Okay.
All right.
Does that come with a move?
I really don't see a move for you this year. I feel like a move would be more next year, around like February or March.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I appreciate you calling and have a good night.
You too.
All right, everybody, hold on. We've been having technical issues, and that's what I'm experiencing right now. Let's go with 111. You're on air with me. Hello.
Oh, hi, Michael. Thank you for taking my call, and thank you for doing the show.
No problem. How can I help you?
Michael, sir, thank you. I know you're clairvoyant. I'd like to see if you can please focus. I just want to know what are the appropriate words. And also when do I get a settle that the property owner will give me before we end up going to the humongous court? Because in that case, I have to get an attorney. But I'm just really worried. Just another question.
Yeah, you're stressed out pretty much. So first thing that I would tell you to do is do some meditations. I mean, it really would help you just quiet your spirit and let spirit talk to you and just listen. Because your head is like jabbering a whole bunch of stuff to you right now. And so what I would do is do like meditation and help with that. Now, on a psychic level, I believe that this is going to work out for you. It's just going to take a little bit of time. It's not something that they're going to rush into, but I definitely feel like it's a good thing for you. You just need to see that for yourself and understand that. So, all right?
Do you know the time frame, please? That's all.
The time frame looks like about towards the end of the – it looks like about the end of March.
End of the March? That he's going to clear it? That he's going to clear it?
Yes.
Okay. I will meditate. Thank you very much, Michael.
You're welcome. I appreciate you calling in. Take care of yourself. All right. Bye bye.
Oh, thank you.
All right. Let's go to 347. You're on air with me. Hello.
Hello, Michael. Thank you for taking my call.
How are you?
I'm good. I have a love and relationship question. Wanted to see when you see me getting into. When you see me getting into a relationship again, or if the current one I was just in is not over yet, I was seeing someone, and his name was Frank, and we, right now, I don't know if we're on good terms or not. Like this week, I told him the way I felt, and I was I cried after I told him, but at least I got off my chest and told him the way I felt, and he didn't do much. But then afterwards, he keeps trying to talk to me, so I was like, I don't feel like he's over. I know he still has feelings for me, but I don't know what's going on with him personally. Is how he's thinking. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I don't know what this means for us.
Yeah, I think you did a good thing about talking to him about it, how you feel. It freed up, you know, some negative energy and let that go away from this relationship. But I really feel like that he will contact you. But, you know, the thing is, you just have to realize what you want. I mean, if you want this relationship that you just got out of to work again, then that's what's going to happen. If you want to move on, then that's what's going to happen. Mainly, it's your choice right now. So, you know, like I said, you did the right thing about talking to him. Now you just got to let him, you know, go for a little bit and see what happens.
Do you see, like, things getting better, like him coming back? Or is he, like, seeing other people? Or, you know, because I'm not sure if I'm dealing with honest or not. Or if he wants to try something with me.
Right. I don't really see anybody around him, any other women around him. So that's a good thing. I just think he has some personal stuff going on. And that has distracted him a little bit. So, all right.
Yeah, I would like us to have something, but it's like he has to make a move now. I'm hoping he does.
I believe that he will. You just have to be patient right now, so don't push him. If you push him too hard, you're going to push him away, and you don't want to do that right now. So, all right?
All right. Okay, I'll keep all listening.
Right. Okay, no problem. Have a good evening.
Thank you.
You're welcome. All right, let's go with 856. You're on air with me. Hello.
Hi, how are you?
How can I help you?
I guess new relationship coming up for this month, I hope.
Looks like about the end of the month. End of the month.
Okay. That was for real time today. Cool. Anybody I know or somebody new?
I feel like it's a new person. I feel like there's an older person around, but, you know, somebody that maybe you've dated in the past, that might be very interested in your future. But, you know, I do see somebody new. If you go with the old person, I feel like there'd be a new person coming in for you.
Okay, I see what you mean. Same person,
okay,
but newer.
Yeah, right. That might have been a little confusing for a minute in that reading.
You're right.
But yeah. We cleared it up, so yeah. All right.
Yeah. Cool. Appreciate it.
No problem. You have a good night.
Yeah, thanks. You too.
All right. Bye-bye. Oh, hold on, everybody. Things are not want to work yet. All right, so I'm going to go to the next caller. 845, you're on air with me. Hello.
Hey, thanks.
Go with 646, you're on air with me. Oh, hold on.
How are you? Hey, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing fine. So I have a quick question for you. On Monday, I have to go to housing court with a landlord. So in the beginning, she was a butterfly. Then later, she just fell into pieces where she wanted me out the apartment. I spoke with a lawyer, and, you know, he told me what to do. He said because the case would be in my favor. So on Monday, do you see a settling, or do you see me going back to court with this individual again?
I don't see any more court stuff with the individual that you're talking about. I feel like it's going to be settled out of court. So,
all right. You think it's going to happen this time when I get the first time she didn't want to settle. You know, I asked just for my money back because it's an illegal place and she was not supposed to rent that to me. And the lawyer told me not to give her any more money because if I give her money, it's like I'm participating, you know, this whole scheme.
Right.
So he said, don't give her any more money. So you said,
right.
She says, when I asked her that I heard I wouldn't go, but she would have to at least give me half of my money back because I already gave her over $10,000. So she said she didn't want to do
money.
That.
Yeah.
And I thought I wasn't willing to settle for $5,000, but do you think she's going to settle with me on Monday or is she going to try to drag it longer? Because I don't know.
I feel like there's a settlement like Monday. I agree with you on Monday. So.
Okay.
All right.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. All right. Let's hold on here for a second. And I didn't miss a call, but I have a call that I need to answer. So. All right. We're going to go ahead and try 845. You're on air with me. Hello.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call.
No problem. How can I help you?
My grandmother passed away about 10 days ago, and I was just wondering if you were able to connect with her or see if she's around me.
She's definitely around you. I mean, her presence is very strong around you. She really loved you a whole lot. So there's that love. I mean, you know, I'm sorry for your loss, but, you know, she's definitely around you. Okay.
Okay. And does she have any messages or anything else, anything to say right now?
I'm not picking up on her to talk to her very much right now. You might try me again some other day. All right. I appreciate you. You have a good night.
Thank you.
No problem. All right. We're going to go ahead and close out for tonight since I'm having switchboard problems and stuff like that. But you guys take care of yourselves. The one thing I would leave you with tonight is, you know, just listen to Spirit. You know, we're sometimes not paying attention, you know, and Spirit can talk to us through different people, different situations, a song. You know, you get in your car, you turn on the radio, and all of a sudden there's a song playing that is what you're dealing with right now. And I know that a lot of people are having problems relationship-wise. Well, that's just going on right now. I wouldn't push anybody right now. Just let people be themselves and answer to that. So, all right. You guys have a good evening, and I appreciate you. Hold on. Let me give you my website address in case you want to check that out. www.insightswithmichael.net. You can reach me over there on the contact page. All right, have a good evening, and I appreciate you guys. I love you so much. All right, take care of yourselves. Bye-bye. God.